Good morning, girls and boys.
Good morning.
Exodus chapter 20. We start the study of another commandment, the fourth commandment today. Verse 8. We'll just make the verse our text, although it's only part of the commandment. We'll come to the rest of the commandment later on as we study this portion of God's word. Verse 8 reads, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." We'll start with the first word. That would be a good idea, wouldn't it? Remember. That conveys to us immediately that God is conscious that we forget the Sabbath day. So he's underscoring for us the need for us to remember the Sabbath day. Mankind has forgotten many things regarding the Lord that in former times it had been made aware of by the mercy of God and the witness of Christians. I suppose one of the things that particularly stood out and was clearly seen amongst many nations was the fact that the Sabbath day was remembered. The ungodly, to a degree, remembered the Sabbath day. When I was young, your age, everybody observed, to some degree, the Sabbath day. Not everybody would have gone to church, but I think I can say that virtually everybody would have not done on the Sabbath day the things that they would do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The activities of those days were set aside on the Sabbath day by virtually everyone. Especially, I can say that, of the Protestant community. But today we see that the Sabbath day is largely forgotten. You might not notice it when you're traveling here to the services on the Sabbath day, but I'd say your mum and dad notice that there's farmers out in the fields and there's people out on the roads heading off for the day out, heading for the lakes, heading for the seaside, with no regard whatsoever for the Sabbath day or what God tells us about the Sabbath day. God's calling on you, in the midst of all this forgetfulness, to remember the Sabbath day. Oh, I say to you, boys and girls, don't ever forget the Sabbath day. It's important to God for you to remember the Sabbath day. It's a special day to him, and he wants you to remember it. It's a special day because it's the day that his people draw near to him in a very special way. They all come together to church to draw near to the Lord. I'll not say it's a birthday party, but that gives you the idea. When we're celebrating somebody's birthday, we all come to their house. We all gather together there. And they realize that they're marking your special day by coming to your house, gathering together, joining with you. Well, in a way, that's how it is with the Sabbath. It's the Lord's day, and he delights to see us assemble in his house to worship him, to praise him, to thank him. Remember. That's the very first word. Go a little further now, and let's come to the third word. Remember the Sabbath. I want us to look at the meaning of this special day. A lot of people think that the word Sabbath means seventh. They think that what God is calling on us here is to remember the seventh day to keep it holy. But no, the word Sabbath doesn't mean that. The word Sabbath simply means rest from labor. That's what the word means. If you turn to Genesis chapter 2, that's easily found, right at the front of the Bible, the second chapter, and the verse 2, you have the root meaning, the basic meaning of this word. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. That's the beginning in the Old Testament times of the Sabbath, a day of rest. We stop, as God stopped, doing the ordinary work that we do from Monday through to Saturday. And we rest from these things, we set them aside, and instead we engage in those exercises that God has ordained by which we keep holy the Sabbath day. Now, you older ones who have begun to study the Shorter Catechism in the Sabbath school know that in the Shorter Catechism there is the question, how is the Sabbath to be sanctified, set aside? That's what the word sanctify means, separated. How are we to separate the Sabbath day from all the other days, make it a different day? How do we do that? Well, here's the answer that the Shorter Catechism gives. The Sabbath is to be sanctified by a holy resting all that day, even from such worldly employments and recreations as are lawful on other days. Things that are quite proper for us to engage in from Monday through to Saturday, on the Lord's Day, we stop doing them. We stop doing them. It's a wonderful privilege that in this country, it's generally observed that work stops on the Lord's Day. Now, it's changing. There was a time all shops were shut on the Lord's Day. Every shop, every business premise had shut down. And those working in those places, they were able to stay at home. Didn't have to go to work. That's changing. All the big stores are open. And they do a lot of business. Because people have forgotten the Sabbath. Forgotten that God doesn't want them to do those things on the Sabbath day. It's all right to do them Monday through to Saturday. But on the Sabbath day, God said, stop, rest. And as the Catechism says, those things that are lawful, both recreation and labour. And I must say this, boys and girls, the football has to be put away on the Lord's Day in the toy box. You don't go to work, you don't go to school on the Sabbath day, you don't go to work, but you do have activities that perhaps adults don't engage in, the toy box, etc. Well, your part in observing the Sabbath day is for you to leave the toy box alone and the football alone on the Lord's Day and all the other toys and whatnot that we quite properly can use every other day of the week. It goes on, the Shorter Catechism, and it says, spending the whole time in public and private exercises of God's worship. Public worship, we gather in God's house. But when we go home, we shouldn't stop meditating upon the Lord, thinking about Him, worshipping Him. There are books we should read. Principally, of course, the Bible. Principally, the Bible. The Shorter Catechism says there's an exception to this. Except so much as is to be taken up in the works of necessity and mercy. God is an understanding and kind God. And there are things that He recognizes we must do on His day. Mum must cook the meal. She can't let you starve. She can't say, oh, this is the Lord's day. I'm not going to do any work. You can go hungry. No, no, Mum must cook. And Dad, if he's a farmer, he has to go out and feed the animals and look after them. Milk cows, doctors, nurses, policemen, ambulance drivers, etc., etc. They have duties to perform on the Lord's Day because there are needs for their attention on the Lord's Day. Crime doesn't stop. Sickness doesn't stop on the Lord's Day. And there are those engaged in those particular labors, and God says, that's all right to do that. It's all right to do that. The Lord Jesus was often challenged about what He did on the Sabbath day and criticized because he healed people on the Sabbath day. And the old hypocritical Pharisees and others, they used to say, oh, look at that, that's wrong, that's breaking God's law. Well, of course, the Lord Jesus couldn't break God's law. He was the Word of God. And then he used to answer them, as the Lord always did, in the simplest fashion that nobody could make any mistake about. He said, which one of you critics who discovered your donkey had fallen into a hole on the Sabbath day? Would you just leave it there? Would you just leave it there? No. He said, you would immediately go out because a donkey's valuable and you need your donkey. You'd go out and you'd get it out of the hole, save it from injury and hurt. And why are you allowed to do that on the Sabbath day? And it's wrong for me to heal the sick. Oh, how wonderfully the Lord could answer. So there are things that we are permitted to do on the Sabbath day, but they are limited. The rest of the activities that we engage in the rest of the week, we must set aside and concentrate on the Lord. Give time to Him. Think about Him. Focus our attention. Study what He says to us in His Word. Listen to it being preached. So it is. That's what it means for us to keep holy the Sabbath day. One other point before we come to a conclusion. Why was the Sabbath day changed from the seventh day of the week to the first day of the week? Why was it changed? Well, you know that we're told, we've read this in Genesis, the chapter 2, that it was on the seventh day the Lord rested. He had created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. And from that day on, it became the Sabbath day, that every one who worshipped the Lord, who loved the Lord, who wanted to obey the Lord, they followed God's example and they rested on the seventh day. But then it changed. We today don't observe Saturday as our Sabbath. We observe Sunday or the Lord's Day. Why? Why the change? Well, we can only change our religious duties on the authority of God. On the authority of God. We're not allowed just to take up a new way and a new pattern and a new fashion on our notion, on a whim. And we find in the Bible that in the New Testament era, Christians no longer met together on the seventh day, but instead on the first day. On the first day. The Shorter Catechism says this, we've quoted it already, and it speaks in the following fashion. From the beginning of the world to the resurrection of Christ, God appointed the seventh day of the week to be the weekly Sabbath. And the first day of the week ever since the resurrection, to continue to the end of the world, which is the Christian Sabbath. So up until the resurrection of Christ, the Sabbath was the seventh day, but thereafter, the Sabbath was the first day. Now, as I say, we can only state these things on the basis of the authority given us in the Word of God. And in Acts chapter 20, the verse 7, this is a key verse in this matter, we read this, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them. Now that shows that the disciples, after the resurrection of Christ, came together to observe the Lord's Supper, the breaking of bread, and to hear the preaching of the Word of God. And this was endorsed by Paul, one of the chief apostles. One of the chief apostles. So we can see that here is something that was practiced amongst the early Christians, and they did so at the direction and under the guidance of one of God's great teachers, Paul the Apostle. The reason for the change is very simple. The Old Testament times, believers remembered God's great work of creation, how he made the world in 6 days and on the seventh day he rested. But in the New Testament times, we remember something else, as well as remembering God's work of creation, but now we're remembering God's great work of redemption. When the Lord Jesus on the cross at Calvary gave his life a ransom for his people, and on the third day he rose from the dead, the work was over. He rested on the first day of the week. And on that day, you remember how he met with his disciples, spoke with them, and thereafter it became the practice of the people of God to commemorate the finished work of Christ by meeting together on the day that he finished his work, the first day of the week. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the verse 2, we read these words, upon the first day of the week, Paul is speaking here, he's directing the people in Corinth, upon the first day of the week let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. Now what he's talking about is giving your offering, giving your tithe, giving your gifts to the work of God. And it was to be done on the first day of the week. And they were to lay aside their gifts. Paul was campaigning for those who were in poverty in other areas. And he wanted the Corinthians to set aside some money for them. And they were to do this setting aside, this giving of their offerings, on the first day of the week. Now in those times, boys and girls, it was not common for business to shut down. This was a pagan world. This was a world in which many of the believers were slaves under the control and the command of masters, and they had to do what they were told. Therefore, it was difficult to get a day off. Difficult to get a day off. And Paul was saying to them, if you can get a day off and gather together to worship, make it the first day. Oh, how important it is for us to take note of this. I might say that in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the first day of the week, the Greek word behind that expression is sabbaton, which is the Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word Sabbath. So we see that the day, the first day of the week, had the same meaning, and it conveyed the idea of rest from work and labor and toil, and a worshipping of God, even as the Old Testament word, the Hebrew word, Sabbath, carried that meaning. This Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath, is also known as the Lord's Day. We Presbyterians have quite happily used the word Sabbath, the Christian Sabbath. Others favor the Lord's Day. It makes little difference which term you use, because I believe both are scriptural. John the Apostle writes in Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. He was on his own, exiled, on his own. And when the Lord's Day came round, the Sabbath day came round, the first day of the week came round, he was in the Spirit. In other words, he was occupied with spiritual matters. Whatever else he may have done the rest of the week, he stopped doing it and gave his full attention to the worship of God. And what happened on that day? We read, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. The Lord spoke. The Lord drew near to him on that day. And it has been God's practice to especially gather with his people on the Lord's day. Now, if you knew the Lord was coming down to meet with his people, wouldn't you want to be there? That's why it's important for us not to miss the Sabbath day services. That's a time when we can expect the Lord to be there. The Lord drew near to him. The Lord
taught him.
And what he taught him in the verse 1 of Revelation was those things which would shortly come to pass, or come to pass in a short time. It's an important day, boys and girls. You're going to hear something. So, remember the Sabbath day. May the Lord write those words on your heart today. Let's bow together. We ask the Lord for your blessing. Oh, how forgetful we are, Lord. How forgetful we are. I pray that it may please thee to fill our hearts and minds with an awareness that it is God's desire that we remember his day and do all that we can to set aside everything in order that we might give our time to him alone. Bless the school today. Be with each one. We pray for your touch upon the pupils, upon all linked to our school. Prosper it in every way we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.